Hello and welcome back to the second hour of A Voice of a People, live here with Linda Sims here on WGH Talk. How you doing out there in radio land? Or maybe I should say internet. Internet land.
There you go.
How you doing out there?
We doing good.
Amen. Sure. Amen. Glad you tuned in. And stay with us for the rest of the show. We'll be here until top of the hour, 12 noon. Let me share a few things with you before I continue and turn my attention to my guest. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Now that'll be in the search bar. Or call in 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments, that number once again is 740-383-9944. Mm-hmm. Now, I share with you some people who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Number there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement: no free produce until April of 2024. I will be letting you know the day that will begin. They also have a wellness fitness walk campus adjacent to their sanctuary, open to the public, but please respect their property. Cheryl Lee, coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as a Good News Club, faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City and County Elementary Schools, along with North Union City and County Elementary Schools. Cheryl Lee can be contacted at 740-262-0939. If you want your students to become a part of this program, contact her or go to your local school's office and pick up a registration form. Thought for today was titled Need Nothing. I'm not going to read the entire thing because it's long. Mm. Okay, and it says, everyone thinks they need to get something, but the truth is we don't need anything. We already have what we need. Trouble arises when we think we have to keep what we receive. It's the keeping that sustains our neediness. My guest today is Willie Harris, author of a book titled This Is Your Life, A Road to Healing, and also the author and founder of Willie Harris Tap One YouTube podcast. Mm-hmm. How you doing, Willie?
Now and then.
And now and then.
Yeah.
Podcast.
You know, I just, whatever they call it. But I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. Second hour.
So
need nothing.
Well,
is that true? What do you think about that?
We need nothing?
Do you have everything you need?
Well, I got everything I got. I don't know if I need it.
Or want it. So I haven't talked to you since they passed the law of marijuana, have I?
What law?
Oh, that is legal.
Oh, it was always legal.
They were just playing with us, Willie.
Well, most of the people know that it was legal. That's why we just kept on doing what we was doing. You know, ain't nobody stopped smoking just because it wasn't supposed to be legal. And ain't nobody, now that it's legal, ain't nobody smoking no more now than he was before.
You know, didn't change anything, did it?
People thought it was just going to be around just smoking. That ain't how people think.
Right.
You know, you only got a certain group of people that smoke, and that's all you're going to have.
Right.
I ain't smelt none or seen nobody smoking.
Me either. So. But I heard they didn't have everything in place for it, the laws and how they were going to distribute it or who was going to distribute it. Have they figured out any of that stuff yet?
I think they got it pretty close. We always figured if they didn't have it close, they wouldn't release it. So, yeah.
I thought the same thing, too. And they was acting like, well, we can't let people get it yet until we figure out who's going to sell it and how much. We're trying to take out the THC out of it, the strength out of it. We don't want it to be too strong.
See, all that stuff, man. First of all, people that's growing it, they got control of all that. What it's going to be what, because they're the ones that's actually, they're actually the ones that's manufacturing the product itself. All these other people, if you're not growing it and don't know how to match it and grow it, I don't even know what you're talking about. Because there's so many hybrids now, and people been mixing so many different varieties so that you can get this taste and get this flavor. See, first of all, they lied about the composition of the flower to begin with.
The marijuana bud, the flower?
Yeah, and so the word marijuana is not the right word. That's a word that was used to demonize the flower, the cannabis.
Oh, okay.
It's really the cannabis flower. And that's why when you go to like a dispensary, they'll say that they sell flower. They don't call it marijuana.
I didn't know that.
Because that's like a derogatory term.
Right.
Well, these guys now, man, they got so much. When you buy weed now, I don't even understand how we even bought weed back in the day, not knowing what we were getting as far as the potency and the different type of blends.
Well, they had different names for it, like Blonde Reefer and Acapulco Gold.
Yeah, but you know something? Who knows what that meant?
Knock you out?
Yeah. I never saw any weed that was good back then.
Ooh, really?
I didn't start seeing good weed, man, until the 90s. The early 90s. That's when I started realizing, wait a minute, this is some different stuff. Because I remember they used to sell weed around here, and they would mix it with oregano and all kinds of stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For what? I mean, it was so plentiful to get. Yeah, that wasn't necessary. But I believe some did. A gnat. We got gnats in the little building. I think one just flew in my mouth. I had to kill it off.
I'm sorry. I'm apologizing. It's not my fault, though. But
oh, I understand. I totally do.
Oh, my.
You know, I was telling a story about when I first met Button's in-laws.
Right.
And the dude, he came up to me, his father-in-law, because I was driving a Volkswagen at the time. And he told me, he said, man, he said, do you have Miss Ann or do you have smoked meat? And it took me a while to figure out what he was talking about. And that's how these people, that's how he approached me. And it was my first time meeting this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was something, man. He was something. I hate that I lost track of them because when I lost track of them, I lost track of Button, too.
Okay.
Because they were the only ones that knew what was going on with him.
Right.
They knew where he was, whether he was in jail or whatever. And when I would go back, I would try to connect with them to get, you know, to talk with him. Me and Button, one time we was at near Grambling College. They had nightclub there. I didn't know they had gay nightclubs. So I'm like,
now what year was this?
This 70, 77.
Okay, so I guess you wouldn't know it that, because I didn't know it then either. Well,
we're sitting there, and I seen all these beautiful women going in this club. And he told me, he said, whatever he told me they were. I said, they what? He said, yeah, man. He said, they go in there. He said, they don't deal with guys. He said, now, you can go in there and buy beer and do that and dance. He said, but don't think you're going to pick nothing up. Man, come on. So we went in there. And that was a weird place, man. It was weird.
Now, where were you at?
Virginia.
In the States, okay.
It was interesting.
Okay.
Because I had never seen it like that.
But these were all men.
No.
That looked like women?
No. These was ladies.
Okay.
The club apparently was for females.
Okay.
You know, and, man.
Wow.
People so mixed up now, it don't matter.
And you're right, because it all blends together now.
Yeah, people just...
Because I saw a thing about Caitlyn Jenner. He was saying, well, she was saying, you're not a female. You're not the transgender. You're not a female.
Man,
you're transgender.
As long as you got them Y's and them X's, them chromosomes, the chromosomes determine what you are, don't they?
Yeah, but you don't, he don't have the...
You know what I'm saying? You can't get rid of your chromosomes.
Right.
So you always, you can't have a transfusion and just change your chromosomes over and have two X's or two Y's or whatever
right. The
case may be. Now, I'm sure if they could do that,
you're just kind of mutilated in a way. You're not really...
Man, you know...
Or is that...
The way that they manipulate stuff,
mm-hmm.
I would say they probably already have that stuff already set up like that. They probably already got mixed breeds of things that they done conjured up.
There was a horse at the zoo. He was mixed with something... Was it a donkey or something? And he thought he was the prettiest thing.
Oh, yeah.
And he strutted around for me to take pictures, and like he was posing and stuff.
Because
they had what transgendered this horse, you know?
They had, yeah. He had been mixed.
Yeah. And he was like he knew it. He was.
Well, hey, they treat him that way.
Evidently, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, check you out posing for me to take a picture of you. And it wasn't that cute. It wasn't that pretty. Because there are some beautiful horses.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I mean, they got some horses, man. It's got some incredible colors.
Yes.
And as far as working with them, I don't know how that is. They be high strung. I was watching a lady. She has these horses that pulls, and they're kind of like those Clydesdales.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a little bigger than them though. And these are big horses.
Wow.
When I say big, I mean it'd take about 3 people to put your hand around their neck.
Wow.
I mean, they some big horses. And they can't do nothing with them horses, man. They just better be glad them horses are docile.
Right.
Man. Man. Man, them horses will tear that building down.
I believe it. I believe it.
Look, them horses don't want to do nothing but pull. When they put them on those harnesses,
right,
it's hard for them to get them to sit still. Cause the whole time while they trying to hook them up, they just study, they study
ready
prancing.
Go.
They just, I mean, twisting and the people got to be careful, cause as soon as you move from in front of them, they taking off. They'll run you right over. They don't care nothing about them. I done killed my master. Yeah, man, and them horses are huge. I mean,
you
figure. She said that the one, they weigh 2,600 pounds or something like that. She said 3,500 pounds. And they try to keep them between that range.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of horse.
It is a lot of horse. It sure is.
Wow. And they let them out of their stall. They can't get them to go back in there. What you gonna do? Can't force them.
How'd they get them in?
They just, when they get tired of playing around, they're just going in there and
on their own.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And they'll bite at you, snap you, snip at you, nip you.
See, they're beautiful animals to me, but I don't like getting close. I don't like putting my hands up to their mouth and all that kind of stuff, you know. No. And get on one and ride it, out of question. Out of the question, because I'm not getting up there.
We used to ride them, boy.
Did you? In Marion?
Boy, me and Howard and Bay now.
Out east or where?
They had a spat called Blair.
Yeah, Blair.
Man,
I've heard of that, yeah.
We used to go out. I think it cost $2 or something to ride them. We'd go out there, man, and Howard would always pick all these old wild horses to ride, man. I mean, he was really what he claimed to be. He was wild, man.
Howard.
I mean, he would pick old Red, though. Red was an old Red horse. That horse looked crazy. That horse had a good sense. I didn't care.
So he didn't have good sense.
Howard thought he was a cowboy. He didn't know no better, man. He thought we were real cowboys. I was faking it. He really was into that. I mean, but we rode horses all the time, man.
Right, right. Like it was nothing. Wow.
And then when I got
had no fear of it.
Well, I tell you, yeah. Because I realized that horse, man, that horse weighs about 10 times your weight. And I had a horse step on me one time.
Did you?
Well, it was my fault because I jumped off on him. Because I was scared. I thought, I didn't think his hind leg could know what the front legs was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was walking over something. And when he walked over it, his front legs walked over it, but his back legs hit the back of it. It was a post that was on the ground.
Right.
And I thought he was going to trip. So I jumped off. I pushed off the rump part of him and fell underneath him. He just kept walking. And then when I got to Baltimore, that guy, there was a black guy. He owned horses.
Mm-hmm.
And he only lived across the way from us. I used to go over there and ride his horses. And his horse was crazy. He told me one day, because he had all his horses that already, he just gave them all out.
Right.
And he said, look, man, he said, look, I'm going to let you ride my horse, my personal horse. He said, but don't be out there messing around. He said, because that horse is insane. He said, and it's going to try to knock you off. Tell
right.
You that now. He said, but I've watched you ride. He said, you ought to be able to handle it. He bring this thing out the... the barn.
Mm-hmm.
It's all black. Everything he got on black. All his harness is black with silver studs.
Mm-hmm.
The stirrups, the where you put your feet. All that
right.
Stuff was black leather with studs around him. He had studs around his neck. I ain't riding this horse.
Why?
Man, cause he didn't come out. Look, when he led the horse out, the horse was walking sideways, you know, and okay, so cool, I got you. But what I didn't know is that horse had a fear of people holding the ring in their hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to always hold the ring in my hand to get up on top of the horse.
Right.
And that horse saw that ring in my hand and thought I was going to hit him with it. And that fool took off. So I'm almost up on him. So I got to get on him because what else am I going to do?
Right, right, right.
So, man, I get on him and I'm trying to pull him up. And I mean, I'm standing up, man. And he got his head down and I'm pulling up. And the dude is hollering for me to bring the horse back. Like, man, don't, I told you don't be playing with my horse. Man, ain't nobody playing. That horse was acting a fool. So I finally, man, that horse finally got his, he got straight. He almost ran out in the street, man. So he stopped at the street. I got him to go back up to the other place. And he act like he had good sense until we got out in the woods. Mm. Good Lord.
Did he show you what he was like, Willie?
That dude told me, he said, look, man. He said, I told you that horse is a maniac. He said, anything that's on the ground, he gonna jump. He said, and watch out for trees. He gonna try to go into a tree and duck real quick and duck off and make you do like this and hit the tree. He said, so you got to stay on top of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Smart.
And so I had to keep all that in mind. But the horse was cool. And sure enough, man, that sucker see something, a log or something, that sucker start gating up. He gonna jump it. And he didn't jump like long. He just mm-hmm. kinda hopped over it.
Right, right.
I mean, the dude, he was bad. He was a bad. And when I brought that horse back, his daughter, I guess she's about 5 years old, she got on that horse. That horse didn't act nothing like that.
He knew the difference.
Nothing like that.
He knew the difference.
Well, then I really, really wanted to hit him.
I bet you did.
Busting me, son.
He knew the difference. She ain't stupid. She ain't no maniac. He know the difference.
She done that. She. But, you know, they rode them horses all the time.
Wow. I rode an elephant.
I ain't never been on an elephant.
I rode an elephant. Remember Bargain City used to have that out there on the east, northeast side of town?
I know what Bargain City used to be.
Yeah, and they had a carnival out there. You just had a carnival out there. Now, I was a little girl. I don't know about, I might have been 5.
And you got on the elephant?
Yeah, Dad took me out there to the circus and got up on that elephant. Great, big old thing. Now I wasn't even scared of that.
That's a little interesting. So, you saying it was a big elephant? It wasn't no little teeny?
It was a huge elephant. It had a ladder.
And you climbed up to it?
Well, they, you know, guided me up. Yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me. Yep, sure did.
Man.
Elephant. And then we went to the zoo one time, and there were camels. My girls got to ride a camel.
Yeah.
With the hump.
Nah.
You don't like camels?
I've never been that close to... I've been close, but not close enough to... No.
Ride one?
I don't have no desire. But you know, I see them guys, man, running them things through the desert. They be rolling, man.
Yeah. It looks like it from TV.
They be rolling, man. They be like, man, sitting all sideways and things be just neck all out long like that.
They look funny though. They do. But the llamas, they say, are cousins to camels, right?
I guess. I don't know, but they kind of look like a, I guess.
Oh, my.
Everything kind of mixed up anyway, so.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nothing remains the same.
Not really totally same. Everything is different.
Now, we're heading into, well, we are in 2024, and they claim things are going to really get worse.
What things?
Well, the aliens and getting closer to the end of time, of course. Every day we live, we get a little bit closer to Christ returning.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the giant. Did you hear about the sighting of the giants?
Mm-mm.
You didn't hear about that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh. My daughter called me and said that these giants appear to some people. Let me see if I can find it. Let me think. Oh, my.
Giants.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let me see. Let me see what the name of that program is.
Was it Coast to Coast? Well, you might want to stop listening to them. Them people crazy.
It's a
coast to coast. With
it's a Christian.
I used to listen to that dude, man.
Station.
That dude had you seeing all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I see it. Yeah, you. Man, people would be calling. You ever listen to Coast to Coast?
Mm-hmm.
Man, people would be calling in. This dude started a. I guess he started like a station back in the day, man. Shortwave.
Mm-hmm.
And he developed into a radio station. And he used to have some really odd folks call in and talk. And most of that stuff was about aliens and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Bigfoot sighting. That's when I started learning that some of the stuff that you see that people have been reporting is domestic stuff. Where we done created all this stuff to where it looks like a mimic alien stuff.
Why can't I think of this show? It comes on all the time. Prophecy. Let me see. That's Prophecy. Prophecy Watchers, is that it? It might be, but they were talking about these giants and Nephilims had appeared in. It's this guy here. It's his show. Okay. What's the name of your show? Prophecy Watchers, that's it.
What's his name?
You know, we all know the phraseology of, or even the idea of eminence. But even
they're asking him, can you know the day or the hour that Christ is coming back?
Only in the time that Jesus said it, and now we can know, or is that true for all time, that no one will ever know exactly?
My understanding of it is no one will know exactly.
The last day.
Once you hit the 7-year tribulation period, and the actual treaty is entered into, people that understand the word will know, because they'll
2520 days, right?
Yeah, and particularly when the temple is desecrated, they will know. But we're not in that time period yet.
You know, we all know the phraseology.
So that guy is
an idea of eminence.
So he has a station that talks on prophecies.
So people have been reaching out to us and asking about the event that has happened in Miami, and so I've watched a few things. Of course, I wasn't there, so it's hard to speak specifically, but I've heard some comments about people saying that there were gray aliens that showed up, that there were Nephilim that showed up. One guy who was there was talking about people running out, and he looked back and he saw these basically beings that were shadows but not shadows, that were jumping basically and chasing people. And when I saw the reports, I counted over 100 police cars showing up. So something's going on there, and as we would expect, we're not never going to have all the details that we would want. But what I would say this is that the coming tribulation period, demonism and supernatural is going to be all over the place. If you look at Revelation chapter 9, you see that God allows these demon hordes to be released out of the bottomless pit to come out and to torment humanity. So as we see about this, it wouldn't be surprising or even that we might see something starting sooner. So people have been...
That's a good possibility. I understand that.
They were in Miami Mall. Mm-hmm. And they were saying that people was running. There was a disarray. They were afraid. And this one guy looked around. Well, they were seeing these gray beings, right? Mm-hmm. And one guy looked around. He said a Nephilim. Well, Nephilim is like 15 feet tall or more.
Yeah, they can be big.
Right. So, I don't know if they ever found out anything else about this or not. My daughter, you know, they say that she studies this kind of stuff, so she calls me and tells me about it. I'm thinking, you think people dreaming or hallucinating or what? You think they're these things now?
I think people are starting to see stuff. I think stuff has been here. And we just haven't been looking at the right dimension.
Right.
And now people are becoming more aware. Like you say, this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
Yeah.
You know, when the moon
sets. Yes. Yes.
So.
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff going on, man, that we don't have no
that is supernatural.
Supernatural.
Yeah. Wow. I'm thinking, long as it stay in Miami, I'm cool.
It's not going to stay in Miami because, you know.
I don't want it where I live.
It's going to be everywhere, man. It's already here if you would recognize it.
Well, I did recognize that this guy right here on this corner, going that way, mm-hmm. Bill Fountain, mm-hmm. He had all the Nephilim skeletons. Did you see that for Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
And then he had the Nephilim skeleton out there for Christmas, had on the Santa suit and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. So I do understand that we are in this era, mm-hmm. the Nephilim era. The spirit is here.
Yeah.
You know, even though like years, hundreds and hundreds, thousands of years ago, they did exist and walk this earth, you know. So now.
But you know something, man, I was looking what's at. That? I was looking at the whole thing about the dinosaurs and how many millions of years it was when they was walking the earth. You know, I never knew that the Jurassic was just one part of that. That there was a whole lot of era.
Hmm.
And Jurassic was just one out of shit, maybe 10 eras.
Really?
Of the type. Yeah, because they had different dinosaurs that took over and roamed the earth before mammals showed up, and
right.
Or the mammals that we know today,
right?
And before cats and birds had already had changed over from dinosaurs to birds, so you know there was a lot of stuff that was going on, man. So we don't know, other than we know supposedly there was an asteroid that hit the earth and created this huge dust thing that cut off all of the life on Earth.
I thought they all died in the flood. Noah's flood. Although a lot of people don't want to give Noah's flood credit.
I don't know. See, like I said, there was different groups of that era. And that could have been another whole era. Who knows? But the one I'm talking about was the one where the asteroid hit the earth and created this huge dust thing,
mm-hmm.
and it just cut off the light, the sunlight. Everything died. The vegetations died, and the animals died, and then the temperature changed.
And then, yeah, because there would mean immediate freezing, right? If the sun don't shine.
Well, it got cold, I guess, and that started the Ice Age, I think. See, this country, this globe had gone through
a lot
of changes, man.
Wow.
That's why he ain't got to worry about man destroying this thing, because he ain't got the power to do that.
Oh, God won't let him.
He ain't got the power, no.
Well, they think because they got the H-bomb and all that stuff, they can destroy. Whatever. Push one button. You hear him say that a lot. Push one button to destroy the East Coast. Push one button, destroy the rest of the world
gonna,
over
only
there.
The thing they're going to destroy is themselves. But the Earth is going to maintain.
Oh, I believe that.
It's going to evolve, and it's going to maintain because this is all it's ever done.
Yeah.
I mean, this place went from being all volcano acid to before it got all this water. It wasn't no plants.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I mean, millions and millions of years wasn't no plants on this planet. It wasn't no animals, none. And then all of a sudden,
because you're talking about infinity, no end.
Well,
in a way, you know,
this stuff, everything has a beginning,
right?
And I think that everything does start at that whatever that beginning is. It's just that you're talking about millions and millions and millions and millions of years.
Right.
Hundreds of millions of years. And we ain't but 50-something years old. If you understand my point.
I do understand your point. We're just a dot.
Yeah. I mean,
in humanity. And we're just a dot in history, you know.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know,
and earth is part of that.
Right.
Just, you know.
And it makes you think, why does man think he's so powerful over God?
Because he thinks he knows everything, and thinks everything that he knows is right there confined in that small area.
Right.
And you don't realize how stupid that is.
And they're minute brains, right? Because our brains are minute compared to God.
That's supposedly true. Now, we don't use the one we got, so it don't matter.
They said we can't even use all of our brain. That's what doctors say now. We only use like 23% of our brain.
I don't even know if it's that much.
Might not be.
That's a lot.
Might not be.
Might not be that much. You got us all the way up in them 20, though. Yeah, I think we ride about 5-6, maybe, you know, percent.
Not even near that, right? 23%. Maybe that's the efficiency of a car.
Now, we can't have even that potential. Listen, I think God just took all that stuff away. Simple as that. All the abilities we could have had, took it because we don't need it with the sinful nature that we have. We're just going to keep perpetuating the sin.
That's a good point.
And that's why he's like, nah.
Later.
He ain't going to give it to you. You know, you look at the power that the body, the mind supposedly has. You have enough electricity in your brain, they say, to generate, to run San Francisco for 2 or 3 weeks. Hmm. That's just in your one brain.
Right.
That's how much power, electrical power you have in your brain.
Wow. Yeah. You don't even think about things like that. I don't.
I do. That's why I brought it up.
How much electrical power I have in my brain.
Yeah, because you know that your mind is an impulse. It's nothing more than just electrical impulses. Mm-hmm. So that's why you know your brain is brilliant. Your brain is just one huge network of electrical impulses.
Wow. Yeah. Need nothing.
Don't. We shouldn't.
Don't need nothing.
Not really. God has already equipped you with everything that you need.
And this one sentence. It says, trouble arises when we think we have to keep what we receive. It's the keeping that sustains our neediness. So how does that work? Keeping things.
Because when you start wanting to hang on to things, you can't hang on to nothing. There's nothing on this earth that belongs to you.
Right.
And when you start wanting to possess and own things, you know, this belongs to the Creator. Whoever, you know, not us. And we are allowed to use it and get benefits from it, and we start thinking that we own it. And we don't own a darn thing. We can't change not one weather. You can't do nothing. We have no power. Yet. Not.
And I like the way eloquently the way you put that. We have no power.
We have no power.
We can do nothing.
At all.
And everything we need, he gives us. He sustains us.
Have to.
Just like he made clothes for Adam and Eve, right?
Had to. But they didn't got to act them freaky. They clothe them.
Cover them up, right?
Yeah, boy. Turn around, everything was changed.
Wow. I'm going to have to remember that when I say, I'm good at that, right? I need such and such, and I need this. But I'm trying to get in the habit of moving things on, use them and moving them on instead of trying to put them up and keep them for a certain, you know, like if I go shopping.
I understand.
And you go buy clothes, right?
I understand.
You do?
I totally understand.
And then you got all these clothes at home.
You need to get red. Yeah.
And just get them out, right? So somebody else can use them.
If it was left up to me, I'd have one piece of furniture, one set of clothes, one dish, one every day.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I'd have a bunch of women, though.
You'd have a lot of them. Huh?
Yeah, you need a bunch of women. You can't work with just one woman.
Oh, boy, boy, boy. Yeah, so I don't know how women would feel about that, but hey.
Well, I mean, you figure there's 10 women every man. There's nine of them. There's nine more of them out there that want me.
Okay, and that may be true.
You know, yeah, you know, that's why the ones that turn me down, they don't even bother. You ain't a part of my 10. You know what I'm saying? Right. There's 10, 11 women out there right now. They saying ain't got no man.
So just move on out the way, right?
You just in the way. See, they'll just be counting. They'll be like, look here. One. Go on, get out the way now.
Right.
One, two. Oh, you ain't two? Okay, one. Okay, there go two.
Move on out the way. That's funny. But you're right. But I am seeing that it doesn't prosper any. I'm hungry, so I haven't eaten breakfast. Mm. But anyway, did you want something? I'm sorry, I didn't eat. Eating this and eating that. What was I talking about? I had something on my mind to close out the show with. Oh my gosh. Well, we've had fun. We've talked about several things. Here and there.
Well,
we've been talking about the end of the world coming.
Well, it's already, the end of the world has been here.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's been already happening, and we just catching up to it.
I think so, too. I think the world itself, where we live and the atmosphere we live in, has been deteriorating for a long time because of the fumes and the gases and whatever we send up in the air, right? The smog.
Well, think about this.
There's just three habits.
Man ain't that old.
No.
Okay. Compared to the earth, he ain't even had a birthday yet. No. So, what I'm saying is, we don't know enough to destroy this world. We don't have enough knowledge. We don't know nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still secrets. You think about the desert used to be under the water. And you looking at the desert, and you looking at all this sand, and all that used to be the desert floor.
Right.
I mean, the sea floor. So this world has had some changes.
Oh, yeah.
And here we is coming along. You know, we done been living 200-300 million years. Man, this place, this thing billions of years old. I mean, I was watching Morgan Freeman, and he's doing the show. And he'll be like, well, you know, 300 million years ago. And then they just take the clock and move it back and tell you at that time what was going on.
Was that in his search for God? He did a series about that.
No, this is just him doing he's just doing a regular, you know, the show where they just talk about and back in 12, 13. He's just giving history.
Okay. Because he did that was a phenomenal show he did in Search for God. Yeah, it was
a little interesting. I forgot what it was about, but
he was going different places, interviewing different people about their concept of God.
Yeah.
He was all in Israel and in the Arabs. He was all over the world because everybody had a different concept
mm-hmm.
of God. So he said he was in search of God.
Hmm. Yeah, I remember part of that.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people think that, well, everybody worship and see God the way they see him. He may not look to me like their God looks to them, you know?
God's going to look the way he's supposed to look to you, though.
Right.
I seen that in a Star Trek. This one entity being was a Vorlon, which I don't know what that don't mean nothing to you. Anyways.
Like Spock?
No, he was a Vorlon, which means he was a higher being.
Okay.
He was like it was supposed to be like in the universe, there's supposed to be like these beings that's been around forever.
Right.
And the Vorlon is like one of them.
Okay.
They're baby like type. But anyways, the guy was saying even with the Vorlons, he met another dude that had lived eons, he said millennia before the Vorlons was even thought of.
My.
So you're talking about some weird time.
Oh, yeah. No concept of time. We have no concept of it.
Well, there is none.
Right. Wow. Thank you, Willie, for being my guest today. You've been listening to A Voice of a People.
I said you're welcome for having me.
Thank you. I received that. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to The Talking Place.